Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This morning, the Prime Minister apologises over Parliament's culture of abuse.
I am sorry. We are sorry.
As his religious discrimination bill clears a major hurdle, a shocking assault leaves a Melbourne woman fighting for life. 9 years and no answers, the cold case murder of Shandy Blackburn reopened. The scientists working to bring the Tasmanian tiger back to life. And our Olympic team rocked by another COVID scare.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Scott Morrison has delivered an apology to survivors of sexual assault, including alleged victim Brittany Higgins, in a monumental speech. Let's go live now to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. This was an explosive first day of Parliament.
It certainly was, Jodie. Good morning. A day filled with protests outside Parliament House, a debate over a very controversial bill, and also a long-awaited apology to victims of harassment and sexual assault within Parliament House. Outside Parliament, anti-vaxxers and doomsday preppers came face-to-face with refugee advocates.
Take the mask off your face! Take the mask off!
Inside, there was no masking the pain etched on former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins' face, as a report into parliamentary culture sparked by her rape resulted in this.
I am sorry. We are sorry. I'm sorry to Ms. Higgins for the terrible things that took place here.
Ms. Higgins addresses the National Press Club today with former Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, who labelled the apology a performative last-minute band-aid electioneering stunt, issuing his own apology.
On behalf of the Australian Labor Party, I am sorry.
Anthony Albanese called for a national reckoning.
These aren't only women's issues. They belong to us all.
Scott Morrison called for unity as his religious freedom bill faced pushback from within. It won the support of the Coalition Party Room yesterday afternoon, but two Liberal MPs are threatening to cross the floor, including Tasmanian MP Bridget Archer, who told the House of Representatives the proposed laws were a licence to degrade and belittle.
It's not okay to be cruel, offensive or humiliating just because you can say it with conviction or point to a religious text to back it up.
The Coalition Party Room have backed amendments to this religious discrimination bill, but the government will still rely on Labor's support for it to pass. If Labor don't back the bill, the government is heading for a messy fight over an issue it promised to resolve at the last election. Jodie?
OK, Taylor Aiken, thank you. A 52-year-old woman is fighting for life in hospital after a shocking attack at a 7-Eleven in Melbourne's southeast. Police say the victim was doused with hot coffee, then brutally beaten, the incident unfolding in front of shocked witnesses. It's understood one woman complained the other was talking too loudly and the argument dissolved into violence. Two suspects have been charged with recklessly causing serious injury. The first shipment of Novavax jabs is undergoing testing at a Sydney warehouse ahead of its rollout later this month. There are 3 million doses in this first batch, the federal government ordering 51 million in total. The vaccine will be available from February 21 as a first or second dose for anyone over the age of 18, with plans to eventually have it approved for children and as a booster. Free rapid antigen tests for school children are unlikely to continue beyond this month, according to the New South Wales Premier. It comes despite a noted rise in cases yesterday, a week after classes resumed. Students and staff have been asked to take the tests twice a week for the first 4 weeks of term. Queensland has finally hit its 90% double dose target, but there are no plans to change mask rules or vaccine mandates. It's hoped the arrival of Novavax will encourage some of the remaining unvaccinated Queenslanders to get their shots. The state recorded 12 COVID-related deaths yesterday. Some of Sydney's biggest hospitals could be hit by mass walkouts as soon as next Tuesday after nurses across New South Wales voted to go on strike. They say they're fed up with the government ignoring pleas for more staff, and they're calling for a pay rise and for better working conditions. If it goes ahead, this will be the first statewide strike since 2013. Cruise ships are still banned from Australia's ports, despite the announcement that our international border will open within weeks. The federal government has delayed a decision on reinstating cruise arrivals until late next week, but the ban will be discussed at today's National Cabinet meeting. Pre-pandemic, the industry was worth $5.2 billion and created more than 18,000 jobs. There's been another scare at the WA Premier's electorate office in Rockingham. Mark McGowan's staffers discovered a threatening letter and a suspicious white powder after opening a parcel. The building was locked down and the substance analysed, later deemed harmless. The grieving family of murdered Queensland woman Shandy Blackburn has been given new hope with a coroner formally reopening the cold case. The 23-year-old was stabbed to death in 2013, her killer never brought to justice. An investigative podcast series, Shandy's Story, has since unearthed serious errors in the lab's handling of evidence. Her family is marking the 9th anniversary of her death today. There's been an enormous outpouring of grief at the funeral of a fallen firefighter in South Australia. Hundreds of mourners formed a guard of honour for volunteer and mother of two, Louise Hinks, as she was posthumously awarded national medals for her service.
I love you, Mama. I love you more than words can say and describe. They're even calling you a hero. But more importantly, you're my hero.
Ms Hinks was killed when a burning tree branch fell on top of her on a fire ground in January. Queensland police have released body cam vision of the moment they found two trail bike riders who'd been lost in the bush for 3 days. When their bikes gave out, they slogged through the mud on foot.
Which one's been walking bare feet? You have. We've been tracking you a long way.
They were found exhausted and dehydrated, unaware of how close they were to salvation.
Mate, it wouldn't be 500 metres that way.
The car?
The car. Wouldn't be 500 metres that way.
The riders from Brisbane admit they were unprepared and have vowed next time to pack a GPS device and plenty of water. We've seen it in science fiction movies, extinct animals being given a second chance. Now, Perth researchers believe they may have cracked the code to bringing the Tasmanian tiger back to life using one of WA's most beloved creatures.
This tiny little critter is the emblem of WA. And it could soon be used to bring back a Tasmanian icon.
So we've seen Jurassic Park movies and, for a long time it's been science fiction. But the more science develops and the more we get to know about DNA, who knows?
Perth scientists believe they can use DNA from the numbat to recreate the Tassie tiger, with the two marsupials sharing far more than just the stripes on their back.
The numbat, you should know, shares about 95% of its DNA with the now extinct Tasmanian tiger.
The Tassie tiger was declared extinct in 1935. These are the last moving pictures filmed more than 80 years ago. Since then, there's been sightings, all unconfirmed. WA researchers now believe we could see them back in zoos within a decade.
This breakthrough research is not only about bringing back extinct animals like the Tasmanian tiger, it's also about saving our dwindling numbat population before it's too late.
Let's preserve what we've got in our hands, and then, yes,
we can definitely bring back the ones which are gone.
A little creature with a big role to play. Anna Hay, 7 News.
A university study has discovered a mineral found in nuts, meat and vegetables could reverse memory loss. When the mineral was tested on stroke-affected mice, their cognitive function returned to normal.
Meats, nuts and veggies could be the ticket to a healthier mind.
They're beneficial for the general learning and memory function. These functions basically decline during ageing.
The foods contain a powerful mineral called selenium, which is essential for helping the body function and protects the brain against decline. We normally get this mineral from exercise.
Exercise is really good for stimulating new neuron production in particular regions of the brain.
But these Queensland researchers want to help the elderly and disabled unable to exercise by boosting their selenium levels in other ways.
We actually provided the selenium in the diet to mice, and we found that we could replicate many of the effects of exercise on the brain.
Production of neurons increased, improving the memory of stroke-affected and ageing mice.
Researchers hope to use the study to develop a treatment for humans to reverse the cognitive decline caused by stroke or ageing.
In particular in conditions where learning and memory is impaired.
It's too early to tell what dose of selenium humans would need, but increasing your grain, vegetable and meat intake now is a good start to a healthy future. Crystal Etherington, 7 News.
Checking finance now. The Dow Jones is trading higher this morning, up 289 points. The Nasdaq is also up. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed higher. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 250 points. The All Ords finished in positive territory, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,827 an ounce. Oil is $89 a barrel. The Aussie dollar buying 71.34 US cents, 82.41 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. French President Emmanuel Macron says any resolution to the crisis in Ukraine could take months. He sat down with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev. The meeting was held amid confusion over French claims that Russia has agreed privately not to carry out any new military initiatives. Moscow has denied making a deal to de-escalate tensions during Mr. Macron's meeting yesterday with Vladimir Putin. US politicians have observed a minute's silence in Washington to pay tribute to the 900,000 Americans who've died from COVID-19. The Washington National Cathedral tolled its funeral bell 900 times in memory of the victims. The US has the highest COVID death toll of any country in the world. Around 2,500 Americans die every day from the virus. A crocodile which had a tyre stuck around its neck for 6 years has finally been cut free in Indonesia. The 5.2-metre croc was snared by a local resident while it was sunbathing on a riverbank. Conservation workers have been trying to lure the stricken creature from the river since 2016. It's since been released back into the wild. Nicole Kidman will lead the Aussie charge at this year's Academy Awards, nominated for the Best Actress Oscar for her performance in Being the Ricardos. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester in Los Angeles. It's the fifth time she's been nominated, Tim.
Morning, Jodie. Yeah, very familiar name for Australians, particularly at the Academy Awards. And Australians will have some names in the game when the gongs are announced for 2022. Nicole Kidman in particular for her role in Being the Ricardo. She played, of course, Lucille Ball. And she's found out this morning and says she's delighted to know that she's been nominated in this category again. It was 2002 that she last won an Academy Award. Four of those five nominations she's seen over the years have been in the Best Actress category. So this a very special time for one Australian. Another, Cody Smith-McPhee, is a 25-year-old South Australian who is in the Best Supporting Actor category with a nomination this year and will be very closely watched. He played a role in the Montana set Jane Campion classic Power of the Dog, and Power Power of the Dog is the most nominated movie this year. 12 Academy Award nominations. So quite an extraordinary effort for Jane Campion. She too wins a nomination in the category of Best Director. The first time that a woman has been nominated twice to that category. Her previous nomination goes right back to 1993 and the movie The Piano. But for Australians, Cody Smith-McPhee, the 25-year-old South Australian, and Nicole Kidman, both in for gongs. So will be a big watch night on March 27th. Jody.
Sure will. Tim Lester in LA. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To sport now, and there's another COVID concern for one of our Australian athletes at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Alpine skier Katie Parker tested positive to COVID on arrival to China yesterday. She's in isolation and will need to pass a second test to have any chance of competing for a slalom medal today.
She was aware that this was a possibility. We have every intention of giving Katie her Olympic opportunity.
Some of our biggest snowboard stars begin their Olympic campaigns today. Belle Brockhoff and Josie Baff will go for gold in the snowboard cross. Superstar Scotty James and rising star Valentino Gazzelli start on the half pipe as well. You can watch it all here on Seven. Socceroos' Jamie McLaren and Matthew Leckie inspired Melbourne City to a 4-2 win over the Newcastle Jets in the A-League. McLaren scored a double in Newcastle. He's now scored in six straight games for club and country. Leckie picked up his first domestic goal in over a decade.
Meantime, here's Leckie! It's three! And Matt Leckie finally is off the mark with his new club in the A-League men's.
The win moves City up to second on the ladder. Steph Curry is helping to nurture the next generation of basketballers in Sydney. The NBA superstar has partnered with local not-for-profit group Charity Bounce to revamp the facilities at Arncliffe Youth Centre. It's the first Curry brand court outside of the United States. The partnership is all about using the power of sport to help disadvantaged youth change their lives for the better. Taking a look at the weather around the country now. Sunny in Brisbane today, heading for a top of 31 degrees. Sunny and 31 as well in Sydney. Mostly sunny in Canberra, heading for 28. A possible shower in Melbourne, heading for 29. A shower or two developing in Hobart, 28 the top. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 25. Perth, sunny and 30 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32.